Good Shepherd Sermon for Sunday, April 21st, 2024. Pastor Paul Talbert. Good Shepherd Lutheran Church and School is located in Wisconsin Rapids, Wisconsin, in the United States. Our mission is simple and bold. We seek to grow in faith and knowledge of our Savior Jesus. We want to make Him known to others so they too might share in the joy Jesus won for them. Here's Pastor.
I had to get my sheep out of the sheep pen. I keep them hidden. And of course, where there's a sheep, you have to have a shepherd. I happen to be a shepherd along with Pastor John here. You call us a shepherd people, but not this one. This is a pretend sheep. And this is a staff. It talks about that in Psalm 23. We just got through reading Psalm 23. But the part of God's word that we're going to look at today is a little bit different. Jesus had been having a discussion about how he was the real, true God in the flesh. And at hearing that, the Jews wanted to pick up stones and stone him to death, which was the Old Testament way of getting rid of false prophets. God says, everybody who knows the truth is supposed to take up a stone and stone the one who's lying that he is God. And so Jesus starts a conversation with them, and part of that conversation winds up with him with our text today. And that's why I'm going to have this. I'm going to use this later on just so you can have a visual to take home to your children and your grandkids and the next door neighbor and your cousins. Jesus said in John chapter 10, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. The hired man, who's not a shepherd, does not own the sheep. He sees the wolf coming, leaves the sheep, runs away. Then the wolf attacks the sheep and scatters them. Because he works for money, he doesn't care about the sheep. I am the good shepherd. I know my sheep. My sheep know me, just as the Father knows me. And I know the Father. And I lay down my life for the sheep. I also have other sheep that are not of the sheep pen. I must bring them also, and they will listen to my voice. Then there will be one flock and one shepherd. This is why the Father loves me, because I lay down my life so that I may take it up again. No one takes it from me, but I lay it down of my own accord. I have the authority to lay it down, and I have the authority to take it up again. This is the commission I received from my Father. May the words of my mouth and the thoughts of our hearts be pleasing and acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our rock and our defender. Amen. In case you're distracted, I want to let you know the point of the sermon. The main point of the sermon is Jesus says he's a good shepherd, and the main point is that he lays down his life for the sheep. How do I know that's the main point? Because Jesus says it twice. Twice, I'm the good shepherd. Twice, his job is to lay down his life for the sheep. We need to know that. This is really important for Jesus as he's talking to his disciples, as he is being attacked, as the truth is being attacked. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd knows the sheep. Just so you know, when I was growing up, I thought sheep were like this. Soft and cuddly. They are soft. I thought they're so nice. Take them to bed with me. No. Sheep are stinky, just so you know. Sheep have a will of their own. Thank you very much. Come here, sheep. No, you're going to go somewhere else. There's a pretty butterfly over there. Oh, look at that. Oh, the choir's supposed to sing today? Imagine that. We think of sheep like this, but sheep are even worse than that. This sheep will go and he'll maybe headbutt because, you know, he doesn't like doing what he's doing, so he'll come over and headbutt him. Oh, maybe not. Well, maybe another sheep. Maybe he'll headbutt the shepherd. Ugh. They're a pain sometimes. Ask any shepherd. And then when a sheep comes and he starts to wander off, the shepherd's got to go after that sheep. Because you know why? A sheep does not know how to take care of itself. A sheep will drink polluted water. A sheep will eat anything green, and guess what? It'll keep on eating until it eats the dirt, kills a plant. A sheep will eat poison plants that will hurt it. And then when a sheep is all stuffed full, a sheep will lay down, and because its center of gravity is so weird, eventually the sheep, as it's sound asleep, will turn over on its back, and it will not be able to get up because its feet are up here. Well, that's just like a nice little meal for the wandering wolf. Doesn't he have to chase after it? Sheep are a lot of work. So when Jesus calls us sheep, that's not necessarily a compliment. He's reminding us, the Good Shepherd is reminding us, that sheep have a tendency to wander. And if we wander away from the Good Shepherd, we are left without protection. We're left without food. We're left without good, pure water. We're left scared at night. We're left ready to be eaten up by a wolf or a bear or bit by a rattlesnake of some sort. So what happens is, Jesus, when he calls us sheep, number one, he's reminding us, you're a creature, obviously, that God has made, but you need something, and you don't have what you need. Jesus says, I am the good shepherd. Why do we need a good shepherd? Because the problem that we have needs a shepherd who's going to do what a good shepherd does. We have an example in the Bible of a good shepherd. His name is David. And Dave had a flock. Actually, it wasn't his flock. It was his dad's flock. But it was a family flock, and he was taking care of the flock. And we're told that one time it was attacked by a bear and a lion. And what did David, the good shepherd, do? He did not go like this. Ah, it's a bear! It's a lion! It's going to run away! He did not do that. What did he do? We're told that he ran towards this bear and lion and defended the flock and killed them. Killed the bear and lion so that his flock would be protected. He put himself into danger, put his life on the line for the sheep. Jesus says, I am the good shepherd. I lay down my life for the sheep. The sheep didn't ask. The sheep are scared because of this thing that's going to gobble them up. The sheep have no defenses. The sheep don't know what to do. The shepherd knows what to do. Now, the Bible says that all of us, Old Testament and New, the Bible says all of us, like sheep, have gone astray. So what did the Lord do? The Lord laid on Jesus all of our sins. And he willingly went to a cross and paid for the whole lot. Paid off the debt in full. We just sang about our beautiful Savior who did that beautiful thing for us. And not just us, but the whole world. So he goes on and he says, okay. He's the good shepherd, and he cares for the flock. I want you to think now, because this is really important in our day particularly. Is it worth following him? I mean, my goodness. Here you are on a beautiful day like today, sunshiny out there. What are you doing? You're sitting in here. You're singing hymns that you may not know the melody to. Maybe you don't know the words to them. There's some guy up there that you may or may not know. He's hanging on to a stick, and he's holding a pretend little sheep. And he really messed up when he started the choir singing when they're not supposed to sing. And everyone's just there listening. What is going on? Is Jesus really worth this? He is worth it. Because he did do what he said. God in the flesh became one of us and offered up himself as the sacrifice for all of our sins. You know, when Jesus was talking about this whole thing, I am the good shepherd, he knew that was listening to him, someone was listening to him, the Pharisees and the scribes, they were the religious leaders of his day. And those religious leaders of Jesus' day, they had little gods inside of them that said, you know, you need to worship in a certain way. You need to have a certain thing. You need to get in a way to make sure that God listens to you. Yeah. And if you don't, God's not listening to you, then what? So you need to come to God the way that I tell you to come to God. And that's what they would do. They have all sorts of rules. They had figured out that there's like 613 different rules that God had scattered throughout his Bible that you have to do to make God happy. So God would let you listen to him and you go into his presence. It's terrible. There is no rest. There is no peace. And Jesus comes along and he says, I'm the good shepherd. I lay down my life for the sheep. Because it's not just the Pharisees of Jesus' day that have the little gods in them that want to tell God what to do. Here's the hard truth. Whether you're ready for it or not, you and I have a little God inside of us that doesn't like God messing up with us. We don't like God telling us what to do. We don't like God telling us, oh, what we should say or what we should see. We don't like God telling us what we should listen to. We like to listen to gossip. I like to pass on gossip. I like to slam people who slam me. I like to hurt people who hurt me. Good God, what are you talking about? Be kind to one another. They're not kind to me. What do you mean? Honor one another above yourselves. Lord, nobody honors me. Nobody sees what I'm doing. Even my friends and my family of faith, they don't even see what I'm doing. Why in the world should I do anything? Are you worth following? We have a little God inside of us that does not like God messing up with us. Because God says, be holy. Because I, the Lord your God, am holy. God says, you are my flock. He goes even deeper. He says, you are my children, part of my family of faith. Be holy because I, the Lord your God, am holy. And what's going on? We are living in a culture that is going farther and farther away from God. We have this little God inside of us. Our culture has this little God inside of us that says, you know, I don't want to be how you made me, God. I don't want to be a boy anymore. I'm going to dress up as a girl. I'm going to take all sorts of medicines to become a girl because I don't like what you did with me, God. Or maybe I'm a girl. I want to be a boy. So I don't like what you did with me, God. I'm going to turn myself into, even though I can't because I'm not God, well, I'm going to pretend. God, you know, I don't like the fact that you keep on telling me not to get drunk. All my friends are getting drunk. They're all getting high. They're having a blast. I don't like the fact that you're doing that, God. That's what our culture says. We are swimming in a sewer of a culture. So what do? You can either take it on and say, well, I'm going to go down with the ship. Or you can do what God says. You know what he says after he says, I'm the good shepherd. I lay down my life for the sheep. He says, follow me. He's talking to a group of Pharisees and scribes. He's talking to his disciples. His disciples didn't even believe that he came back to life again. He said, follow me. He says, put aside the stuff you're doing in the darkness and stay in the light and follow me. Let your light shine so people can see your good works and glorify your Father who's in heaven. And that little God who's inside of us that wants to take over God's spot, kick him out of your heart. Do it every day. Or as Luther said, you have to drown that sinful nature every day. The reason why I have the staff yet, the reason I have the hats there, is to remind you and me that, guess what? We need that guiding all the time. There's nothing better than Satan would like to do, come in and get you off the track. First year of the ministry, I was out, and I'm not even a pastor yet. I was learning how to be a pastor. And a knock at my door from some cult. And they kept on coming back to me, and kept on coming back, trying to get me to follow them. And as I was talking later on, why did that happen? If Satan can get a pastor to go astray, he gets everyone who listens to that pastor to go astray. I very much appreciate that all of you pray for Pastor John and I, so we stick with God and his word. And you should know that we pray for you every day because we want God to bless you in ways you can't even imagine. And how are pastor and people blessed? Well, we might be blessed by good friendships, but, you know, we're still people. Some get along with some people better than others. Just like Peter and James and John, you know, James and John were called the sons of thunder because they're hot-headed. Peter was kind of outspoken out front of everybody, and John was kind of quiet. The main thing is that you stick close to his word. That's how you get along with one another. So, if Frank, who's visiting us today, if he comes and he steps on my toe because, Pastor, I didn't like the fact you had that pretend animal up there, and I know better about sheep, then what do? Do I get mad at Frank? No. I say, oh, what do you know about sheep that I don't know? I need to learn more. Because Frank is someone who's been created by God. Frank is someone who's been redeemed by God. Frank is someone that Jesus bled out and died for on a cross and came back to life again. And he says to me as a Christian, make sure he knows that I'm alive. Make sure he knows and his neighbor, oh, and by the way, all of his friends, that all sin has been forgiven. Because as he says at the end here, he says, I have other sheep. I want to bring them into the sheep pen as well. So is Jesus worth following or not? You might see a pastor, I feel very comfortable where using things like this and having my mistakes out there and apologizing for my mistakes. I feel comfortable with that. Not everybody is. I feel comfortable using little pretend sheep. Not everybody is. The main thing is not this stuff. The main thing is God's word. So read it. Read God's word for yourself. Find out the amazing things that God has placed in there so that you will be built up in your faith. And you'll find ways to not only encourage yourself, but to encourage others. And let them know, by the way, have you met my good shepherd? No, I'm not talking about my pastor. I'm talking about my good shepherd. My pastor has flaws. My pastor sometimes doesn't do things quite like I want my pastor to do, but he follows the good shepherd and the good shepherd's word, and we both follow him who is the good shepherd. Continue to do that this week. In Jesus' name, amen.